Tonight is President Obama's final State of the Union address, and part of his challenge in this final valedictory is to set the stage for the person who will succeed him.
And right now, it's anyone's guess who that will be. We're going to hear in a moment about the Republican race in New Hampshire. But right now, it looks like there is a real race developing on the Democratic side, with Bernie Sanders overtaking Hillary Clinton in an Iowa poll for the first time today and opening up a 14-point lead in a New Hampshire poll out today. Angela Rye is a Here and Now political analyst and a Democratic strategist not affiliated with either campaign. Angela, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
And, you know, when we hear what the candidates are talking about, you do get a sense that this is really tightening up. Let's listen here to Bernie Sanders last night on this Brown and Black forum with Jorge Ramos from Fusion.
As you know, Secretary Clinton has been criticizing you. Have you noticed lately that she's been getting more aggressive with you?
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. It could be that the inevitable candidate for the Democratic nomination may not be so inevitable today.
Angela, do you think Sanders is right there? Is the Clinton campaign concerned at this point?
I think the Clinton campaign has a little more concerned. I think they are very surprised by the fact that Bernie Sanders' ground game in Iowa is as organized as it is. Frankly, I am too, Jeremy. I think that he has taken a lot of folks by surprise. His crowds are overwhelmingly more enthusiastic and larger than Hillary Clinton's. I think that gives people initial pause, but I think poll results give them even more pause.
And what do you say to people who look at that, though, and say, he's Howard Dean? They aren't going to turn out the way that he thinks that they are in Iowa.
Well, and that I don't know. What I can say is I was watching someone who's participated in Iowa caucuses for years on TV last night, and he said sometimes these things can change literally up to the second in the caucus meetings. People are still changing their minds. So I think that it would behoove both campaigns to work diligently to knock on doors in that negative below zero weather in Iowa right now and just not to take anything for granted.
Well, and now you hear Secretary Clinton pushing back more against Bernie Sanders. Here she is talking about his plan for universal health care.
I don't believe, number one, we should be starting over. We had enough of a fight just to get to the Affordable Care Act, so I don't want to rip it up and start over. But I sure don't want to turn over health care to Republican governors, for heaven's sakes. I don't think that is a good deal for America.
What is the right strategy for Hillary Clinton in terms of going after Bernie Sanders, but at the same time keeping the focus on the Republicans?
Sure. I think that she's got to continue what she's been doing, which is poking holes in his policies, priorities and suggestions where she sees them. I think that Hillary Clinton has battle wounds from her days in fighting for affordable and access to health care in this country. And I think that she probably takes it personally, having been a part of the Obama administration, to see the president's agenda and legacy compromised, quite frankly.
What would be the state of the race on the Democratic side if Bernie Sanders were to win both Iowa and New Hampshire?
Well, I think that it wouldn't be much to say about that. I constantly reference the fact that Mike Huckabee, for example, won the Iowa caucus.
But he didn't win New Hampshire.
I was going there, Jeremy. I was going there. He did not win New Hampshire. You're right. But I think that what we should not sleep on is the fact that Bernie Sanders will have a very, very tough time winning South Carolina. That is not likely at all. And then you go right from South Carolina into Super Tuesday. And I think he would also be challenged. So would losing Iowa and losing the Iowa caucuses and losing a New Hampshire primary hurt Secretary Clinton? Perhaps. But I think that right after that, she could gain a whole lot of momentum going into that South Carolina primary and the Super Tuesday. So I don't put too much stock into that, particularly because I've said from the beginning, if Bernie Sanders does not win New Hampshire, shame on him. It's way too close to home.
As a Democratic strategist, would you like to have a tighter race on the Democratic side? Do you think it would be good to get the kind of attention from the media that would come from a close race on the Democratic side?
Yes, I think that it would certainly help with enthusiasm. I think right now, very honestly, the enthusiasm is on the side of the Republican Party. They've got far more candidates with far more differing views, some of them crazy, I think, but I'll wait till you ask Paris. And I think
our Republican strategist, yes, who we'll have on later this week.
Yes, but I think that it would behoove, again, Democrats to have a competitive race to get all of the flaws of actually all three candidates out there. I know that Martin O'Malley right now, per the last poll in Iowa, is just at 5%. But it is important for us to have our candidates fully vetted so by the time they get to the general, they're competitive.
That's Angela Rye, a Democratic strategist not affiliated with any of the campaigns right now and a Here and Now political analyst. Angela, thanks so much.
Thank you.